Sports, politics, life. Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
Okay. You can stop sending the emails. Ned Yost is in the Royals Hall of Fame. Yes. Yes, indeed, that is the case. He went in last summer. We mentioned all the future 2015 Royals that would be making it into the Hall of Fame, and I said they're all coming, and I rattled off a list, including Ned Yost, who went in last year, and more are coming. We were talking about that because Bo Jackson is going in this year, and I think that's a great selection, even though he doesn't really have the career stats or the big games or anything like that to back it up. I just think Bo Jackson belongs in the Royals Hall of Fame, which I think is pretty darn cool. So thank you for all of you reminding me that Ned Yost is indeed in the press release that was sent out that I was referring to. And I said it's been a decade since anybody was put in the Hall of Fame, meant Mike Sweeney was the last player to go in before Bo Jackson. And that's been quite some time ago. I think they said that maybe was 2015. I don't have it in front of me. So it's been a decade. They're about to load it up. They're going to put Cedric Tallis in, who was Ewing Kauffman's first Royals-specific employee, basically ran the team as it was being invented as an expansion team. And then John Schuerholz, 85 World Series champion general manager, is going in this year. He's now 83 years old, John Schuerholz, into the Royals Hall of Fame this summer. So pretty cool stuff. Thank you for all the emails, everyone correcting me and letting me know, and those that have my phone number. Thanks for the texts. It was a busy day responding to everybody on this yesterday. I want to remind all our listeners that next week we're going to have a finance guy as a guest, and we're taking your emails if you have questions. Many of you are sending in questions about specific stocks, and I'll ask him if there's a segment of the stock market, individual stocks, things like that, but specific stocks, I don't think he wants to be Jim Cramer and answer questions about individual stocks. So we probably won't be doing individual stocks, but if you have a question about finances, retirement planning, Social Security, insurance, anything related to finances, send me your questions. Just send me an email of a question for the gentleman we'll have on next week, and we'll get all those questions out there. Thanks for everyone that is responding. We'll have kind of a money theme here to the podcast. I also, at the very top, want to remind everybody, if you got pounded with that storm a couple of nights ago, that Buck Roofing and Window World are available to you right now. If you call them today, they'll get right out and check out anything that may have happened with the hail damage, leaky windows, roof problems, ceiling spots, if you're getting water in the house, or if you just got pounded with hail and you want to have your roof inspected, call Buck Roofing. 913-384-2680 is the number. Online at rbuckroofing.com or go to windowskansascity.com if you have a window problem. They're both, and everyone else is at the KK list. All of the sponsors are right there at the KK list, but I'm sure many of you are dealing with some stuff after those storms that we had the past couple of days. Buck Roofing and Window World are ready and able to help you out. They'd love the opportunity to earn your business, and they'll work with your insurance company as well. Pretty cool stuff. All right, I say we're starting with money because Frank White, the Jackson County executive, is every day. Now, he's got a grievance with the Royals and has had for a long time, even with the previous ownership. And it's really hard to explain, but Frank White's always had a chip on his shoulder that George Brett is the big star and Frank White was number two. And, I don't know what more Frank White could want from the Royals. They've hired him as a coach. They hired him as a broadcaster. They did all these different things. It's led him to being Jackson County executive. He makes a good salary. He's well-liked by many people. And he is fighting the Royals tooth and nail about leaving Kauffman Stadium and going downtown. I will say this. I don't know whether he just wants to stop it because he's, mean and has a vendetta and doesn't like the Royals. I don't know if that's it or if it's legitimate, but his arguments that he makes are pretty good. So he's got some political advisors that are giving him some pretty good advice on the way he's done this. He's basically, in a convoluted way, saying something that I just try to say in a simpleton sort of way. And that is, the Royals have not been good enough yet with their plan and their organization around this issue to merit a yes vote. This feels hurried, silly, and stupid. Same thing with the Chiefs. Neither one of them is leaving Jackson County yet if the vote is no on April 2nd. I've given you my stance. They have not earned your yes vote. It's too sloppy. It's short on details. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no to the tax. I'm not an across-the-board anti-tax guy. If I live in Jackson County, I want to retain the Royals and Chiefs. I see the importance of keeping them in Jackson County. I get that. but this isn't the way. Just hurry this through and not know what it's for is not the way. Frank White has repeatedly said that, that this is sloppy, it's not complete, it's hurried. And now he's saying, and this is really a good political tactic for him, Frank White put out on X yesterday, posted on X, quote, "With the teams investing $2 million more into the campaign for the sales tax, I've requested they pay the $1 million in costs for the special election. Right now, the county will have to draw from its emergency fund to pay for this unplanned and unbudgeted expense." Translation: this was slapped together so quickly, the county had no time to prepare for this vote, this special election, and he says it will cost the county $1 million to have this vote. Now, I can't promise you that that's accurate or true, that it costs the county $1 million. What I can do is report to you that Frank White is saying, okay, this was so hurried, so late, and so unplanned, it's costing us $1 million. We're tapping into an emergency fund to pay for your election, and he is now demanding that the Royals and Chiefs pay the $1 million cost for the election. You want this on the ballot in April instead of November, when we're already having elections, you pay the $1 million. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? If you got $2 million laying around to float to media not named Kevin Kietzman as issues, you ought to have some money to put the thing actually on the ballot. I like this post by Frank White. I'm with him. If you want a special election because you know you will lose in November, and you just expect Jackson County, if this is true, to pay $1 million to put it on the ballot for you? Who are these people and what do they think they bring to the table that the county should dip into an emergency fund to hurry a vote in April on a plan that's incomplete? This feels bad, folks. This whole thing feels bad. This whole thing feels bad. I'm with Frank White. Now, the team's fired back. In a joint statement, they put out that, you know, this is BS, essentially, is what they're saying. Stop the, quote, political antics, as they shouldn't stand in the way of the voters deciding on continuing a tax. They continue to say this is the same tax. No increase in taxes. I'll give Frank White credit, man. He's putting up the good fight. I don't know if it's getting through to people. But there has to be enough informed people out there right now in Jackson County, voters, that think to themselves, wait, the threat of them leaving isn't that great. There's no other plan somewhere else. They've clearly played, the Royals have played their hand. They're not going to North Kansas City. They've played that hand. The other options here are Kansas. Those are real options, but those are way down the road. Like, there's been no work done on that. So a no vote means you could circle back in November with something better. Or you could circle back next April, theoretically, and put something better on the ballot, and people could vote yes. I don't think slowing the project down is the worst idea. But we'll see. I don't know anything about polling or the electorate or anything here. It seems to be overwhelming that if the Chiefs are behind this, it's going to be a win, that it's, the yes vote's going to carry the day. Somewhere in the 60, 65% range, that would be my guess. That's just a guess. I don't have that information. But I don't see how Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs out there saying vote for something is going to vote no in this town right now, which makes the Royals the luckiest things anywhere, the luckiest entity anywhere. Well, we got the news this week, a lot of news on the shooting a month ago at Union Station around the Chiefs parade. We learned there were 12 people that pulled guns. 6 of them fired their guns. All the guns were illegal. No gun law being passed anywhere was going to prevent this from happening. 16-year-old kids with illegal firearms. 3 people have been charged with gun crimes, that's selling the illegal weapons, and providing minors with weapons. Those should be real crimes. You want to stop guns. If you want to slow down killings, the way to do it is stronger gun laws and locking people up for owning an illegal weapon. Like, it's a real, we pull you over on a traffic stop and we see a gun laying on a seat, and that gun, or, you know, we have reason to, whatever, you're drunk and you're armed, anything. Anytime we catch you with a gun and it's illegal, man, I'm thinking something like 5 years. If you cannot obtain a legal gun, you should not have an illegal one. Let's lock those people up. But we don't lock anybody up anymore. If you had real enforcement of gun laws, the stuff would slow down dramatically. Ultimately, the problem at Union Station was you had 12 people that had illegal guns standing down there, most of them kids. 12 people with illegal weapons standing around hollering at each other in a circular firing squad. Six of them fired at each other and a whole bunch of people. It's just insanity. There's no gun laws that will stop this. So you may think, okay, we don't, you know, we don't know the names of the minors that are being charged and all that stuff. But the three that are charged with gun crimes, this is legit. These people need to be put away and made an example of. One dude bought 40 guns legally, bought them, and then resold them to people illegally for a profit. That's a gun racket. That's a horrific crime. Okay, that's a horrific crime. There's not much worse than you can do than being the guy that can legally buy guns and then going and selling them to kids, doubling the money. You know, you buy a $600 gun and you sell it for $1,200 to a 16-year-old who deals drugs or is in a gang and they have money, and this is how they buy their weapons. It's insanity. These people doing that need to be locked up for a long time. So other people that consider doing that go, wait a second, I'm not putting myself in jeopardy of 5 years in jail for this. I'll get a job, which is what you want people to do. In the shadows of this, we've also learned from a Fox 4 report that KC Strong, which has raised about $1.5 million. Remember this happened and we all gave money for the victims? It went to something called KC Strong, which is owned and operated by United Way. United Way has given out $0 to any of the victims or victims' families in this. And they told Fox 4 they have, quote, no idea, unquote, when they'll be putting any of this money out there. They said they have received 100 different people asking for money. I don't think there were 100 victims in this case. What they're dealing with right now is fraud. They're dealing with people trying to get money out of this fund that are not victims. Or they're coming forth saying, I was 100 yards away and I'm traumatized. I need $10,000 to go see a psychologist or something like that. This is the dirty work behind these things. We all want to do good and then the money goes. And I'm not bad-mouthing United Way, although I will say this. It is a terrible look to have a spokesperson say publicly, we have no idea when we're going to distribute any of this money to the people that deserve it. We have no idea. That's a bad answer. We're diligently working through it with authorities to sort through the actual victims and the fraudulent claims would be a good way to say it. We know what kind of fraud there was during COVID with the money that was being handed out. There are grifters everywhere. They sniff this fund. They're going to say they were at the parade and they're a victim. And they're going to try to get some. People will do that. So I understand this takes time, but it's pretty easy to identify the family of the woman that was killed. Seems to me, if you've got 100 people requesting, there must be 5 to 10 that are pretty easily identifiable that it would be nice to get them some help. If they're paying for medical bills, funeral costs, whatever it may be, it's not a good look for United Way. I'm not saying this is easy work. I'm also not saying they're good at what they do because I don't know that to be true. It's a really bad look to say you have no idea. That never works for me. Here's what does work for me. Laptops and TVs at bstock.net this weekend. I'm going to read this one more time, what Chris sent me. It says TVs, so many. Just call Leah and tell her what you want and see if we can make it happen. Nothing is off the table. If you want a new television, pick one out and tell them what you'll pay for it. They've got too many. They've got to go. If you've got an old one and you can trade it in there, if you've got an old one, it's in any kind of decent shape at all. You just want to get a bigger one, they'll take the old one. They'll even come take the old one down and hang the new one. They're making deals like they have never made before. He is, I love Chris. He's awesome. He's like, man, I bought a lot of stuff this time. I bought a lot of stuff coming to this warehouse, and I need KKHI listeners to come take it. Laptops, televisions, computers, accessories, 14680 South Flaming Road. There's nothing fancy about it. It's a warehouse with a front door. And you walk into the warehouse and a person comes and helps you. Just tell them what you want. Tell them what TV you want and offer them less than what it's listed for and take it away. Get it out of there. Bstock.net. Ideal Health KC is regenerative medicine, which is the fastest growing and should be the fastest growing segment in healthcare in America. This is your body working for you with stem cell tissue, body tissue, blood spinning. If you have chronic pain, knee pain, joint pain, back pain, surgeries haven't worked, procedures haven't worked, shots and pills haven't worked, why not sit down with Dr. Van Camp and see if he can help you get rid of your pain? It's worth a shot, man. 913-745-5300, idealhealthkc.com. And the Finch Pocket Knife Company has the brand new Hellfire Knife available on their website at finchknifeco.com. They're also available at Shields and Hill Creek Market in Lecompton between Lawrence and Topeka. Finch Knife Co. Keep life from getting dull and check out the new Hellfire Knife design that just came out last week at finchknifeco.com. We have a crazy world we live in. Most of the craziness in the world gets imported into America. It's not just immigration, that craziness. Understand, maybe we have Haitian cannibals headed our way. Haitians are coming here, and the people of the gang in charge down there, the Haitians in charge in their civil war, they've murdered the president. This has got Democrat American politics written all over it. The Democrats have tried to intervene in Haiti and run the government there, a shadow government, the way they want it to be run, and it has not worked. Shocking, it has not worked, that the socialists in America can't figure out Haiti's problems and run it for them. And so now, apparently, the most strong group of people in Haiti, which is the largest island in the Caribbean, it's shared with Dominican Republic. It's one piece of land. There's a mountain range that splits them. Many of you maybe have been to the Dominican. Very few people have been to Haiti. Haiti's one of the worst places on earth. It's horrible. It's not that hard to get from Haiti to the Dominican. You can kind of drive there. Or I guess if you're good enough, you could canoe there. One way or another, they meet right at the beach. You take one step on the beach, you go from Haiti to Dominican. It's just they're sharing an island. So the people running the place now are basically, the guy's name's Barbecue. He's a gang leader, and he's a cannibal. They kill people. They set fire to things. They put the dead people on top of the fire. There's actually videos of people just cutting flesh off humans and eating it. It's the most despicable stuff ever. And now Haitians are coming to America. They're fleeing Haiti and coming to America. This is going to be great. And Biden's just going to let them in. I mean, we really needed this to happen after Trump wins, because there'd be no Haitians coming in. You know where you stand with the United Nations, right? So they've told, the United Nations has told Haiti, Dominican Republic, to stop doing what they're doing. The Dominican has started a massive deportation campaign in Dominican Republic, and they're just pushing them over the top of the mountains and sending them back to Haiti. Sorry, you're going home. You're Haitian, you're out of the Dominican. We're taking none of you. You're out. You're done. This isn't happening. The UN is not happy about it. The UN wants the Dominican to take all these Haitian refugees. It would probably be good for America if they did, so they didn't come here. They're and Dominican's going, not happening. And if you're here and you're Haitian, you're being deported. Not only are you not coming in, we're deporting your family and sending them back to this war-torn part of the island. We want no part of this. The UN is all over the Dominican for this, saying they're unhumanitarian, they're this, they're that. You know what? The Dominicans have every right to defend their land right now from the craziness going on in Haiti. But so do we. And I doubt we will do anything about it. Again, what a shame that other countries like Haiti or American Samoa have better immigration policy and enforcement than the United States of America. What an absolute shame. But the world's gone crazy, and what happens somewhere else comes here. The Haitian cannibals could be headed this way. I'm going to guess this next policy taking place in Toronto is headed to a city like San Francisco or New York very soon. You're not going to believe this. The Toronto Police Department has told citizens of Toronto to leave their key fob or their car keys by their front door. If they park their cars outside, Leave your car keys by the front door at night while you sleep to avoid break-ins and confrontation with car thieves. Give them your keys. Just set them outside for them so they can peacefully steal your car. This is not a joke. I am not making this story up. Last year, in Toronto, 12,000 cars were stolen. And they've got a growing number of people looking at sweet cars saying, I'm breaking into this house to get the key. I'm coming to get it and taking your car. And what they're really afraid of in Toronto is somebody's going to break into a house, get shot and killed. Most of these aren't violent. They just want your keys. Do you really want somebody coming into your house stealing your car keys? I mean, this is crazy. In America, you try that. In most places you try that, you're going to get shot and killed. So you better be toting some weapons if you're going into somebody's house to get their car keys. The police in Toronto are literally telling citizens, keep your car keys outdoors, on the porch, by the front door, on the hood of the car, wherever. Just leave it for them so you don't get hurt. This is how we're going to do it. Car thefts have tripled in 4 years in Toronto. What's going to happen when we leave car keys out? I mean, this is not serious. This is not serious policy. If this is what the socialists in Canada are doing, this is what they're going to want in America. They're going to want anybody who has a car outside, just leave the keys in it so they don't come hurt you. We are a country last year that had 260 million packages stolen from front porches. Despite all the cameras, all the technology, everything that we do, we had 260 million packages stolen at front doors on porches in the United States last year. 260 million. And we just accept this? That's just part of doing business? That's just okay? Look, I don't understand. I got a buddy who's an inventor, and I've told him about this before. I don't understand why we have not invented boxes on our front porch that basically slide in and out like the old bank teller things, where they're secure on both sides. Most packages, if you put a box, I don't know if it was 2 feet square, a box that slides in and slides out, to where if there's a package in there at the end of the day, your guy comes to the door, puts it in the box, can't be reopened, locks behind him, and you open it from the inside, you don't have to step outside to get it. I don't know why we can't do this. We have mailboxes. We have not had 260 million packages stolen from mailboxes. This is a front porch deal. When are we going to fortify our front porches? If you love sitting home and ordering golf shirts on the interwebs and have them delivered to your door, we probably ought to have something on the porch that's kind of secure in some way. But we do not. 260 million packages stolen. 12,000 cars in Toronto. They're suggesting just leave the keys there. Well, I'll do better than that. I'm going to put a neon sign out front that says, packages on porch, help yourself. Just don't hurt me. That is not serious. I'll tell you is serious is Fry Orthodontics. They're serious about a perfect smile, and they'd love to help you and your family meet your individual goals, whether it's straightening a couple of teeth, the entire top, the whole mouth. They have Invisalign. They have ceramic. They have metal braces. It's all the same price, and they really work with you with awesome customer service. They're revolutionizing orthodontic care at Fry Orthodontics. It's Dr. Jeremy's absolute passion. We're going to be better and we're going to be different. If you don't like coming to the office that much, we'll do some video calls. If you want to come in and get personal treatment with white glove treatment, soft, gentle, with smiles on our faces, having fun at the office, we're going to provide that as well. 14 locations around the Kansas City area. There's one near you. Your first appointment is free. Just mention the podcast. Log on to fryorthodontics.com where your smile is just the start. My buddy Daniel over at EE Outdoors says some of you are giving him a call, cleaning up your property a little bit this spring. It's time, man. It's time for spring clean out, mulch, chop down those bushes, get out the stuff that's overgrown. EE Outdoor would love to work with you and your family. They're also doing bids right now. It's bid season on hardscapes. This is water features, ponds, creeks, built-in bars, outdoor kitchens, build your grill in, fire pits. You name it, they do it all. They also are experts at lighting up the perimeter of your home for safety and security and just beauty of your home. Outdoor lighting really, really adds a wonderful touch. Now's the time to do it. EE Outdoor can be reached at 816-478-7700. I'll just say this about Daniel. He goes on Christian missions every year, he's a better person than I am. He's probably a better person than you. That's what I can tell you about EE Outdoor. He's a devout Christian, a solid conservative, and a really, really, really fine man. So there you go. EEOutdoor.com, 816-478-7700. And my buddy Gary Joslin will likely be in the shop tomorrow. He's in there on Saturdays. Go on by and say hi to Gary. If you see Gary on Saturday, would you tell him to call me? Just tell him to call me. Show him how to use his iPhone and tell him to call me. You know what Gary's really good at? Picking out beautiful diamonds and jewelry repairs. He's great at that. Wizard of the iPhone? Not so much. That's okay. When I say Joslin's is old school, I mean it. Their sales reps there are non-commissioned. They're not trying to sell you anything. They want you to be happy. They want you to get what you want. And they want you to come back next time. Joslin's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch in Overland Park. On to sports, and bye-bye Kansas State. They blew their way out of the NCAA tournament with 20 more turnovers. You know, it's true. The official score, there is no mechanism. There's not one person dedicated to counting turnovers. Every game, the number is low. Kansas State got 20 in this game. They had to have at least 25, maybe 28 turnovers. That's just times they don't get a shot off. And so it was frustrating all year. They did this all year. There are games they play where they can't dribble and pass at a sixth grade level. The rest of what they did is pretty good. They played hard. They were good defensive. They were long. They had some big guys. They had a couple of shooters. There were some nice parts to K-State. But if you can't dribble and pass, eventually you're going to play better teams like Iowa State, and they're going to smoke you. And Iowa State did. And the two best defensive teams in the Big 12 and maybe in all of America smoked their opponents yesterday. Houston and Iowa State just rolled with unbelievable defensive performances. Fantastic to see teams so well coached, so disciplined defensively. That's the football guy in me. I appreciate basketball teams that play that way. I love seeing that. That, by the way, is the answer for Kansas going forward. Kansas is likely to be a 4 seed, we think, on Sunday when selections come out. That's their path forward. Their path forward to me is not getting the Sweet 16 and beating somebody 88-78. Their path forward is winning 68-64. Their path forward is, and they did it the other night against Cincinnati. They were down big, and they played 10 minutes of ridiculously great defense. Unfortunately, Bill Self in his career has been known for having teams that routinely play 32 minutes of great defense a game, and they're not there. But I don't know why they can't be. If they just change their focus entirely to let's defend. We got a big guy down low that plays unbelievable defense. McCullough can shut down any best player on any team in America. That's where you start. Go win a game 64-60. That's good enough. Play defense. Houston and Iowa State are going to ride this as far as they possibly can. The Chiefs rode it to the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. We all know what the Chiefs did. They rode their defense to the Super Bowl. They did. And Patrick Mahomes making big plays in the end. They're going to keep going that way. In Chiefs news, they signed wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown from the University of Oklahoma. He was drafted by the Ravens, traded to the Cardinals, played with some okay quarterbacks, not really very good passers. In 2021, Marquise Hollywood Brown had 1,008 yards and 6 touchdowns. He has been injury-riddled his last 2 years. He has not been good enough the last 2 years to get a long-term contract. So the Chiefs signed him for 1 year. It's loaded with incentives. This is very similar to what Juju Smith-Schuster did. Plenty of receivers will take an incentive-laden contract to come to Kansas City, play with Mahomes, and get a free agent deal somewhere else after 1 year. There's no harm here. He's going to have to be really, really, really good to make $11 million. This is not $11 million guaranteed, folks. So why not load up that wide receiver room? I'm okay with that. Hollywood Brown played 20 games over the last few years with backup quarterbacks. His stats cannot be trusted. He had Lamar Jackson throwing the ball to him. That cannot be trusted. He's been in Arizona. That cannot be trusted. There's something better there than what he's been where he's been. If he's healthy. We like the receiver. The question is, will he play 20 games for the Chiefs next year? Or is he always dinged up, always hurt, unavailable, whatever may be the case? Interesting signing. I'm okay with it. In other Chiefs news, I'm going to try real hard not to be mean here because it's almost the weekend. It's going to be beautiful out this weekend. Spring is here. I'm going to try not to be mean. But I'll be darned if I can figure out how these Hollywood types, these really, really rich, talented Hollywood actors who are, for the most part, incredibly likable. Some of them are likable, not into politics. You don't know their politics. You just assume they're your friend. We've got a very famous person from Kansas City here that is your, you know, the boy next door. Everybody loves him. Doesn't play villains. Got a big movie coming out. And they go on these talk shows and have nothing. Like, I'm pretty sure this clip I'm going to play for you, if I'd been sitting there describing my Super Bowl watching experience for 2 minutes, it would have been more interesting and compelling than this story you're going to hear from Paul Rudd. We love Paul Rudd. We love the fact he's a Chiefs fan. He goes on Stephen Colbert, and it's just lazy television to ask Paul Rudd about the Chiefs and the Super Bowl. A, because he's in the new Ghostbusters movie. B, because he's Ant-Man. And C, he used to be on Friends like 25 years ago. Ask him some old Friends stories. Is there going to be a Friends movie? There's way more interesting things to talk. This is why people hate the Chiefs. This is what happens. This happened with the Patriots. It happens with teams all the time. This is why people that aren't Chiefs fans hate the Chiefs. People watching Stephen Colbert and Paul Rudd is on do not want to hear about the Chiefs. Now, he's asked the question, but that's probably in advance. He said, hey, ask me about my Super Bowl. I went to the Super Bowl and watched the Chiefs. Ask me about that. I love the Chiefs. These guys all love talking about the Chiefs. This story goes nowhere. He refers to his child in a way that makes it sound like his kid is some robot that tags along with him. Where he goes, this is not good. This is not good. This is not good. The only thing even remotely interesting is at the end, Stephen Colbert says something kind of funny. This is awkward. It's cringeworthy. I don't know how this happened, and I don't know why Paul Rudd is talking about the Chiefs.
Longtime Kansas City Chiefs fan over here, Lucella. OG. Okay, OG, wow. Like not waiting. Not yeah, back no, when they weren't winning.
No, back like Steve Fuller. Huh? Yeah, those 100%. Days. Yeah, no, there. Yeah. My entire childhood, everything. It's weird. You know, it used to be people would say, are you a football fan? I'd say, yes. What's your team? And I'd say the Kansas City Chiefs. And they would just go, oh, that's cute. It's a strange sensation. I think any Chiefs fan will be able to, would say the same thing.
Well, second consecutive Super Bowl win. Was it as exciting the second time?
Yeah, it's unreal. It's.
Did you go?
I went, but it was exciting. It's exciting when you win. It's awful watching it. I don't think it's an enjoyable experience at all.
To be there, you don't nope. Like get a contact high or anything.
No, it's just I don't talk to anybody. I go with my son, who's equally as passionate about the team as I am.
You don't talk to your son about it?
We just we look at each other. We go oh, and we get so mad. And then we hug and high-five throughout the game, but we don't say much. We sit on the edge of our seats. Basically, it's an awful feeling until hopefully elation.
Right. Well, that's some of the best fathering, just rage and fear.
That's it.
And silence.
I got two gears. Rage and fear.
Mm-hmm. Are you
and sexy once upon a time.
Yes. Are you superstitious? Because some people...
I'm so superstitious. It's so dumb.
Like, what do you do? Do you like have to wear, like, I have to wear my hat sideways?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it gets even worse. I was sitting, like, we're watching the game, my kid and I, and I took a sip of a water bottle, and I put it down on the ground, and then we wound up scoring, and I'm like, I'm not touching that bottle again, and it has to face out a certain way. It's all stupid. But
and there's medicine just, for that now, by the way.
I know.
I think they advertise on the show.
I mean, what was that? That was a channel changer. You're late at night. You're going to bed. Like, okay, this is boring. Out. If you're up, you're switching the channel. What exactly was that? What was that story? This is a really talented guy. Interesting guy. Kansas Cityan. Oof. Yuck. Ghostbusters is coming out. It looks good because it's got the original cast members in it. I'm going to see the new Ghostbusters movie. I don't think it's going to be political. I'm hopeful more of these movies are... Ghostbusters, if it's what it looks like in the trailers, Paul Rudd stars in it. He's the new Ghostbuster, but he's got kids working for him, like younger Ghostbusters. But then Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray come in the end. and they're there, and I forget the other actor's name, the black dude. He's on the car commercials. They're in it. I'm going to see it. I like movies. I like movies. I want movies to just not be political. And I just want to go to a movie and see a good movie. That's all I want to do. I like movies. I'm good with that. Movies will be our final coming up in a minute as well. We'll tie that in with you. Oh, we learned yesterday that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you might have heard of him. They're gonna make more money opening a steakhouse in Kansas City. They love steakhouses. I mean, why don't they just call this Ketchup Steakhouse? I mean, that's Mahomes is famous for putting ketchup on his steak, right? We literally have a guy with so much money, he's opening a steakhouse in the most famous steak city in the world, and he puts ketchup on his steak. This is going to be an uber expensive, ultra high-end steakhouse inside the Lowe's Hotel, which, by the way, if you've not been in the Lowe's Hotel, it is the least Kansas City place in Kansas City, and that is a compliment. You go into that Lowe's Hotel, into the lobby, or go down to the bar and have an appetizer and a drink or something, you do not think you're in Kansas City. You're like, whoa, what is this? Scottsdale? Where am I? San Diego? What city am I in? Dallas? You do not think you're in Kansas City. It is the coolest place in the city. The Lowe's Hotel is awesome. It's really cool. And so Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are going to open a steakhouse there. They're going to name it 1587 Steakhouse. Because Mahomes is 15 and Kelsey's 87. I think they should call it Whataburger Ketchup Steakhouse. That's what the owner likes. He likes Whataburger Ketchup on his steak. They got to offer it, right? Oh, God. They're going to try to make... What's that fancy list that you try to make? The 4-star, 5-star restaurant list? Some of you know it. They're going to try to get on that because they're going to try to be the best steakhouse in Kansas City. There will be no ketchup on the steak at the steakhouse, even though unless Mahomes comes in. Mahomes comes in with Mrs. Mahomes. He may order the filet and bring his own Whataburger ketchup, or maybe they'll have the Whataburger ketchup in the back for him. It's comical to see what happens. Now, they're going to make some money. The Lowe's Hotel's really smart for doing this. It's becoming Kansas City's business hotel, too. Like if you travel here, it's where people want to stay. And for good reason. It's near stuff. It's a great hotel. It's world class. It's very cool. And now Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce will have their very own steakhouse inside the Lowe's Hotel. Our final is brought to you by NKC Dental. A buddy of mine texted me yesterday, said he went to his dentist in, I think, Blue Springs, he said. Had a 9:30 appointment, 9 o'clock appointment. He goes there 15 minutes early because for my buddy, 15 minutes early is on time. They said, it's going to be a bit. 9:15. He's already 15 minutes late. They say the dentist isn't here yet. He's running late. And my buddy said, that's it. Got out, got in his car, called North Kansas City Dental, said, I'm switching to Dr. Bill Bush. Amen, brother. What dentist can't keep their appointment? I mean, seriously. I texted back. I said, he might have been at the Power and Light last night at the basketball game or something. He might be fighting a little hangover here, which means you didn't want that appointment anyway. Your dentist is running late at 9:30. You might not want that dentist. NKCDental.com. Let's make the switch today. Offices in Kansas and Missouri. Cross Kitchens KC is Kansas City's remodeler. They're online at CrossKitchensKC.com or call Tim personally at 816-898-7047. And yes, my buddy Hutch from Amazing Garage Floor was one to point out yesterday that Ned Yost went in the Hall of Fame last summer. Come on, I'm getting old. Can't keep track of Ned Yost these days. You got to be kidding me. AmazingGarageFloors.net. He said, many of you are calling and doing the right thing. He's very, very happy and pleased. It's not a big margin thing for him. He makes more money on the garage floors than he does the driveways, but it's a passion. He hates destroying concrete. It's a passion of his. And he will tell you, if he comes to your house and your concrete's too far gone, he'll say, I'm not putting the sealer on this concrete. It's not going to help you. You got to have some pretty decent concrete you're trying to work with here. It's not going to fix giant problems. If you need new concrete, he's not your guy. But if you've got decent concrete, it's in pretty good shape, sealing it goes a million miles for you. It'll save you years. 913-901-7139 to seal your driveway, and it's not that expensive. AmazingGarageFloors.net. Our final is AMC Theaters. They scored big in 2023 with Taylor Swift, the Eras movie in theaters, and a Beyonce movie in theaters, basically concerts at theaters. This makes sense to me. The Talking Heads thing was put in theaters again last year. The 25th anniversary, or 40th anniversary, whatever anniversary it was, 58, whatever, Stop Making Sense. That was in theaters. Now AMC has secured a deal with NBC to televise certain Olympic Games July 27th through August 11th live during the day at select theaters around North America. And I just got one question, dudes. Anybody want to go to AMC and watch some beach volleyball? Huh? There's an email to send to the host. Let's see. It's July 27th. It's 103 outside. It's air conditioned at the AMC theater. It's happy hour on a Thursday afternoon or Friday afternoon. They got cold beer in there and beach volleyball on the big screen. Adam Aaron is the new CEO of AMC Theaters. He says sports is an enormous opportunity for AMC going forward, especially in the United States. Think about it. Sports bars are packed for big events. Why wouldn't movie theaters be? There's a segment of people that like hanging out in sports bars. We enjoy it from time to time, watching a game. But you can't really see it all the time, and you can't hear it. If it's important for you to hear, but you want somebody to... They serve meals at the theaters now. You get a great chicken dinner, burgers, full bar, anything you want. I mean, that sounds pretty good. Going and watching a football game at the theater. We went to the movies last week. It was not AMC. It was over here at West Glen in Shawnee. These things were full recliners. We just laid back and had it like, I mean, I'm serious. I think there was only like 30 people in the entire theater and everybody was completely and utterly comfortable. It was awesome. They're figuring some stuff out, man. That's the great thing about America. If businesses are threatened, if businesses change, if the business of going to movies changes, they change. I mean, having full restaurant, full bar, offering things like concert movies, sporting events, why not? You've got great venues. They're sitting there empty most of the time, especially during the day, in the summer, Olympics. It's a great idea. I'm not big on the Olympics, but I'm going to be really curious to see what that does for AMC. And I don't think it costs them any money up front. My guess would be this is a revenue split. That NBC says, yes, you're the exclusive partner of this. You do this, and we'll split the revenue. Whatever the revenue is, we'll split it. Heck of a deal. AMC Theaters, our final. Have a great weekend from KKHI.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.